Chapter 5. The Race Approaches. Several weeks later, Jack had forgotten all about Frankie Lewis and Monty's visit. Every day after school, he rode his bicycle to the garage to help Bob. The day of the big race was getting closer, and there was a lot of work to be done.
"Are you going to help Dad after school?" Jack asked Susan one morning at breakfast.
As usual, Susan was concentrating on a book she was reading.
"I need to study. I've got exams coming up soon," she replied without looking up. "I have to get the best possible marks if I'm going to be a lawyer."
Bob smiled.
"You remind me of your mother. Always reading and studying something or other," he said.
"Do you miss Mum?"
asked Jack, pouring a glass of orange juice.
"Yes, I do miss her," Bob confessed. "You were only a baby when she died, Jack. She'd have been proud of you, of both of you."
For a moment, nobody said a word, and then Susan stood up and took her bag.
"I have to go to the library to do some research," she said. "Bye."
She kissed Bob on the cheek, then turned and left. Jack got up and began to clear the breakfast things from the table. As he was putting the plates in the sink, the phone rang and Bob answered it. There was a man's voice at the other end of the line.
"I thought I told you never to phone me at home," Bob shouted, putting the phone down angrily.
Jack couldn't hear what the voice at the other end had said, but he saw the worried look on his father's face.
"Is everything all right, Dad?"
he asked.
"Everything's fine, son," Bob replied. "Go to school now. You don't want to be late."
After Jack had left the house, Bob sat at the table thinking about the phone call, which had been from Frankie. Bob didn't want Jack or Susan to worry, but the closer the time got to the race, the more he had been thinking about Frankie Lewis and what Frankie had said to him that day in the garage.
"I don't care how many times he phones, I refuse to change my mind about sabotaging the favourite's motorcycle," thought Bob. "Frankie can just forget it. If he tells Jack and Susan about my past life, I just hope they can forgive me."
Bob tried to forget about Frankie, but as the day of the race came closer, Bob worried about Jack and Susan and how they would feel if they learned their father had been a drug addict. Before they knew it, it was Saturday, the day before the race. Jack and Susan were sitting at the breakfast table with their father. They were very excited about the race the following day. It was all they spoke about.
"I'm coming with you today," said Susan, surprising Jack and Bob. "Is that because today most of the riders will be coming to practice for the race tomorrow?"
Jack asked, smiling.
"I think it's exciting to watch the riders practice," said Susan.
"There's more possibility of speaking to them the day before the race."
"Are you thinking of any rider in particular?" asked Jack. "Someone by the name of Mario, for example?" "And what's wrong if I want to speak to Mario?"
said Susan, her face becoming red.
"I've seen him at the track before, and I think he's nice."
"He won't want to speak to you,"
smiled Jack, pouring another glass of juice.
"On the weekend of the championship, the riders are too excited. They need to concentrate on winning."
"That's enough of that,"
said Bob, before Susan could reply and start an argument. Bob remembered how he and his brothers used to argue at the breakfast table most mornings.
"It didn't take much for us to start arguing," he thought. "In those days it was a quick breakfast for me and then delivering drugs before school."
Then he remembered Frankie Lewis.
"Come on, Dad,"
said Jack, interrupting Bob's thoughts.
"Right," said Bob, jumping up from the table. "Are you ready?"
he asked.
"Yes, let's go,"
Susan and Jack shouted together. At the track, several riders were in the pits with their bikes, while others were doing practice laps, trying to improve on their time. Some were just riding around the circuit, making sure their bikes were in perfect condition for the big race. Bob had work to do in the garage.
"You two can stay here and watch if you like," he said to Jack and Susan.
Jack wanted to go with his father, but Susan decided to stay in the pits and talk to the riders.
"I think Susan's in love," laughed Jack as he followed his father off the track.
"Shut up, you idiot," said Susan, her face red.
Susan was dressed in her best jeans and a T-shirt. She didn't seem to mind that she was covered in dust each time a rider rode in and out of the pits. She was waiting for Mario to ride in. Suddenly, there he was.
"The riders all look so handsome, but not as handsome as Mario," she thought,
and went to talk to him. He was tall, with curly black hair. He smiled at Susan, and they started to talk.
"I've ridden in many motocross championships," Mario told her in a strong Spanish accent. "I've also ridden in enduro championships."
"Tell me about enduro, Mario," Susan said quietly, looking into his eyes. Susan knew exactly what enduro was, but she wanted Mario to tell her. She loved the way he spoke. Mario smiled, his teeth white against his suntanned skin.
"Ah, I think it's a harder race than motocross racing. When I took part, we raced over a mountainous area from one town to another and on all sorts of roads, mostly dirt. Enduro has got very strict rules," Mario explained. "You can get disqualified just for looking at someone in an unpleasant way."
"Did you win?" Susan asked, interested. Mario shook his head.
"No. Someone thought I looked at him in an unpleasant way."
"And you were disqualified," Susan completed his sentence. Mario nodded.
"That's how it is in enduro racing."
Just at that moment, one of the riders called to Mario, and Mario waved his hand.
"I have to go," he told Susan. "But before I go, why don't you give me your telephone number? I'd like to call you sometime."
Susan found a piece of paper and a pencil in her handbag. She wrote down her telephone number and gave it to Mario.
"I look forward to hearing from you," she said, smiling.
Mario put the piece of paper inside his jacket pocket.
"Well, I'd better go now," he said, putting on his helmet. "See you."
Then he started his bike and rode out of the pits to join the other riders on the track. Susan couldn't take her eyes off Mario. All the way home, she couldn't think of anything else except him.
"I told you you're in love," Jack said. "You haven't stopped talking about Mario. It's Mario this and Mario that." "Stop teasing your sister," said Bob.
But Susan didn't care. She just wished that the next day would arrive so that she could see Mario again.